Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, I have on the line Cole Yonker, who is the senior researcher from the Center for the Study of Contemporary European Jewry and the academic director of the Erwin Kotler Institute for Democracy, Human Rights and Justice at Tel Aviv University. And I am crossing to him because on the eve of Yom HaShoah today, the Center for the Study of Contemporary European Jewry and the Erwin Kotler Institute for Democracy, Human Rights and Justice, both at Tel Aviv University, have published the annual Anti-Semitism Worldwide Report, which focuses on 2024. The 160-page report was prepared by 11 researchers, and this annual study has been published for a quarter of a century and is considered the most cited and authoritative document of its kind. So, Mr. Yonker, thank you so much for joining us here on the Home Run. Your report finds that, contrary to common perceptions, the peak in global anti-Jewish hatred was immediately after October the 7th and not as the war progressed. How is this possible when we hear of new anti-Semitic incidents all over the world each and every day?
Right. So first of all, thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be with you this afternoon and this evening. Basically, what the data shows from many countries around the world is that in the immediate aftermath of October 7th, there was a serious and significant spike in the number of anti-Semitic incidents. And this carried on through October, November, and December. But beginning in January of 2024, we began to see a decline. Now, it's important to note that the levels that we saw in 2024 are still, in many, many cases, higher than we saw in 2023, before October 7th, and before in 2022. So it's a complicated picture, but the anti-Semitism levels remain high, but the spike was right after October 7th, we didn't see the same spike and increase even as the war continued or intensified. It happened when the Jewish state and the Jewish people were at their weakest moment.
Which I find really odd. Correct me if my understanding is wrong, but I would have imagined that immediately in the aftermath of October the 7th, there would have been worldwide sympathy for what was happening in Israel. And as the war with Gaza progresses and the number of people dying in Gaza increases, that's when we see more and more criticism against Israel. And I would imagine that's when anti-Semitism would be higher.
Exactly. And that's exactly the common perception that the numbers are showing is not the case. What we see is, again, this immediate explosion, which there can be a number of explanations for. One could be that there was organized actors or that there was an organized campaign from the very beginning that got these numbers to jump, you know, that could be influenced by external actors in different countries. And then again, that there was a moment of this moment of weakness, of existential threat to the Jewish state that was seized upon, sadly. And then, again, contrary to perceptions, as Israel appeared stronger, the resistance, so to speak, subsided. And then again, it's important to note that it's still higher than before October 2023, but that we do see this decline.
A particularly alarming rise was recorded in your report in Australia, and increases were also observed in the United States, Italy, Spain, Canada, Argentina, and Brazil. Why those countries?
Well, I mean, those countries, again, are... they have large Jewish populations, some of the larger Jewish populations. Again, it's these levels were higher because they continued on throughout the course of a year rather than just in 3 months. And with the exception of Australia and Italy in particular, those are where we saw the most dramatic increases. Australia was a threefold increase compared to 2022, and Italy was double the number of 2023. And in Australia in particular, in our conversations with Australian leaders, and it's been reported in the news, there is concern that, again, that there's outside actors or influence agents that are trying to influence events on the ground. Nothing has been proven yet, but these investigations are ongoing. And so I think looking again at these external actors that could be driving, you know, incidents of vandalism or harassment and things of that nature.
Any information on levels in South Africa?
Yes. So we saw South Africa was one of the countries where there was actually a decline recorded in 2024 compared to 2023. Again, the levels are higher or still remain higher than in 2022. And there was also a slight decrease in the number of assaults and vandalism in South Africa. But again, the levels remain higher than before, and it's still a level, there should be concern that these numbers still remain high.
According to the report, only a negligible percentage of complaints regarding anti-Semitic hate crimes have led to arrests and indictments. Is Yes. it lack of political will, or is it something else?
It's a combination of factors. In some cases, there is a lack of political will to enforce laws that are on the books. And in other cases, there's just challenges that law enforcement face when dealing with hate crimes and finding evidence, particularly evidence. If there's no evidence, if there's no video recording, if there's no fingerprint, things like that, that can lead some police to a suspect, it's very hard to identify a suspect, very hard to arrest a suspect. And then as it goes down, for arrest, those who are arrested to be indicted and then convicted. So there's multiple challenges. I think in some fields, of not in law enforcement, but you get to a lack of political will. You see this in the United States, in particular on campuses, where there are laws regulating, you know, preventing discrimination against religious minorities, ethnic minorities, and others that were just simply not enforced.
And as a last question, I mean, you've mentioned that the levels of anti-Semitism are higher than previous years across the board. Is this Yes. related to October the 7th, or what is the reason for it?
Yes, levels of anti-Semitism are still high because of the events of October 7th and the ongoing war here between Hamas and Israel. And the levels are higher because rather than in just a snapshot of 3 months, we had a war that continued on for 12 months. So we see, you know, again, lower levels that didn't reach, say if there was 800 or 1,000 incidents in October of 2023, by October 2024, these numbers were in half, or 300 or something. So still higher, but less. But when you add them all up over the course of a year, you get to this critical mass that's still, the level is higher.
It's quite sobering talking to you. I want to thank you, Cole Yonker, for the information on the annual Anti-Semitism Worldwide Report. I'm wondering if I'm going to talk to you again in a year's time, or if maybe before then we'll have some good news. But thank you for joining us here on Chai FM. And that's Cole Yonker, Senior Researcher from the Center for the Study of Contemporary European Jewry and the Academic Director of the Erwin Kotler Institute for Democracy, Human Rights and Justice.